know you let the wrong word slip.
Too fit a day always brings out the worst in
Cry havoc!
Maybe I'm as super as they are.
Ohotmu or Not covers the official handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition, an encyclopedia series published from 1985 to 1988 by Marvel Comics. And we cover it with several panelists with little to no knowledge of the Marvel Universe, giving their first impressions of each character, its look, concept, and story. Warning, listener discretion is advised. Ohotmu or Not is a proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. This is your host, Siskoid, and with me today are...
Amélie,
Isabelle,
Natalie,
Elise,
José,
Shotgun.
Henry Peter Gyrish to Hawkeye.
Henry Peter Gyrick.
No, you mean Gyrick, comma, Henry Peter.
That joke is so old.
I don't care.
I always want to say Gyrick, Guy Rich.
It's too close to Guy Ritchie.
Anyway, but it's Henry Peter Gyrick. Is an NSA agent who believes superhumans will probably cause the downfall of human civilization. At one point, his whole purpose was to bug the Avengers about their lack of security. After all, the government had granted them exceptions from air traffic regulations, access to classified intelligence, and a lot less red tape than any other law enforcement organization. And that comes with a responsibility. He was far less amusing after he took an interest in America's so-called mutant problem, becoming cold, heartless, and aggressive in his pursuit of controlling the spread of superhumans in society. He's pictured here about to shoot Storm with Forge's nullifier gun, which would take her powers away for a considerable period of time.
Oof. Like, in the rain, he's gonna
yes.
shoot Storm?
That's it.
Wow, that's unfortunate, because then the sun won't come out for a while.
It's a Storm joke.
I get it. And he's rocking some shades. I get it.
Yeah, he has shades in the other one, so I just assumed it was part of his douche look.
Does he always wear shades? Because I feel like he always wears shades.
He wears glasses, for sure.
Is it transition lenses?
I was about to say, is it one of them that has transition lenses?
Kinda they're very practical.
I know, it just looks funny, though.
The halfway mark is weird.
I think I just look mysterious.
I mean, it's a dude in a suit. It's kind of boring to me.
It's a redhead dude in a suit.
And it's like really orange.
Mm-hmm.
It's carrot.
If you look at his stats, he's 6'8".
What?
Jesus!
Oh, shit.
8!
Which I think was supposed to be some sort of inside joke because he was created by Jim Shooter. And Jim Shooter was the sort of maverick teenage kid who got to write for Legion of Superheroes in the 60s, created Feral Lad and Karate Kid and all of those guys.
Hey.
And later on, as an adult, would keep working in comics, and he did write the first Henry Peter Gyrick story, and then later became editor-in-chief at Marvel. And he was not only was he like a 6'8" guy, but he was known as this tyrant. Here are the rules, and you're going to abide by the rules, or you're going to get fired. And he was a real tyrant at the office.
Oh, no.
So I don't know if they suddenly made Henry Peter Gyrick taller once his stint as editor-in-chief, you know, just because it was like the same character, or if the artist made him a 6'8" figure in the first place.
I can't imagine, like, seeing him next to another, like, I can't imagine seeing him next to Wolverine. That's what, 5'6"?
Wolverine's like 5'1".
Oh, yeah, he's really tiny.
Oh, my God.
5'3", I think.
Just go next to a basketball player and you're like, oh, my God.
I dated a 6'8" guy. What dated? More like, anyways.
I saw one once.
We know one, collectively.
Oh, right. He is not the one I would ever with. But when we were walking, I'd get to, like, nestle my head in his armpit. It was very weird.
Oh, wow.
You on one side, Wolverine on the other. It's like...
It's beautiful.
Everyone in each other's armpits.
I will say, I know it's just a boring suit, but I like that it's not boring black.
Mm.
There's interest. Because black, I don't know it's because I work with people that need to dress in suits every single day, but every time I see a black suit, I'm just like, ugh, you're boring. When they're like blue or like beige or like other colors, I'm like, you did an effort. You go.
Mm. I'm not I'm not crazy about the cut of the suit, though.
I do like the double-breasted button thing, though. That's kind of nice.
It just feels like it's made for a longer torso than his.
Longer torso than a 6'8 guy?
Where does he shop? Does he get them custom made?
Big and tall. Big and tall, yeah.
In other shops available.
Not a sponsor. Not a sponsor. But it must be hard to shop, so maybe this was the only option that fit him.
No, he has, like, look, that is some sort of other
turtleneck.
Yeah, but maybe that's the only suit he can have.
He looks much older in the photo. Absolutely. Underneath.
How old is he supposed to be?
Who knows? There's comics. They never age.
Oh, okay.
Also, in the bottom one, he looks like the dad from The Wild Thornberries.
Also, a little bit like Nicolas Cage.
Oh, yeah.
My God, he does.
Oh, totally.
Red-headed Nicolas Cage.
Dreams are made today, folks.
I feel like he reminds me, like, one of those guys in The Matrix.
Yeah. He's very much an agent.
Oh my god, they are called an agent. That's exactly. It's very generic. It's very, like, you serve a purpose. You're not a character.
Yeah. Me, when I saw it, I thought right away, like, commercial or a preview for Men in Black. Like, just the...
Men in
the
Brown.
He's not cool enough for Men in Black.
I know, but he would be, like, in the background as a villain. He wouldn't be the main person.
To me, he looks like a goon in a James Bond film. Yeah. Like, someone that James Bond can easily kill or take care of.
He kicked him once and then he died.
and then they actually get the evil dude. Yeah.
It's the conflict at the start of the movie to get you into it, but it lasts just 5 minutes and then it's over.
I feel like that tie is way too crazy for a goon, though.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's his emo scene kid peeking out.
It used to be a belt.
When you say he bugged the Avengers, do you mean, like, he spied on them, or he just...
He would.
Continuously annoyed them.
He would do stuff like stage break-ins, just to show that their mansion was not secure.
Okay.
Stuff like that.
So he literally was, like, just annoying.
Mm-hmm.
I kinda like that.
I like the fact he's like, hey, Avengers, hey,
you suck,
hey,
stop hitting yourself.
Yes. And it was like stories like an Avenger forgot to shut the door, stuff like that.
God, God.
And then he shows up.
Real quality stories, right?
I kind of want to read that, though. I kind of want to read that, though.
Yeah, me too.
The other day, my mom left the screen door instead of the locked door. But I didn't have my keys, so I was happy.
And then this guy shows up like,
Once I had to slide through a window. One of those basement windows.
Me too.
That are like, I don't know, what, like a foot and a half high and like Small. 2 feet wide.
Did you lock yourself out of your house?
Yeah, we got back from the club and I'm like drunk enough so that like sliding in a window sounds okay.
I've climbed to second-story balconies.
Yeah, but you have to, like, lay on the ground and then squeeze yourself through, and then you get bruises everywhere on your ribs because you're too big for the tiny-ass window.
I was 9, so I was just like, whoop, in the basement.
And Agent Gyrick is there going...
See?
That's why you log the windows.
Yeah. It seems like you should also be selling, like, security systems to people. Side business.
He'd be like one of those people that knock on your door, is your home secure? And you're not sure if they're trying to rob you eventually?
Definitely trying to rob you.
Yeah.
Maybe what he's selling is just a gun. Is your house secure? Have you thought of buying a gun?
He also reminds me of people that would work in my office and be like, but this is not the process. I'm like, but I need to get this done. They're like, no! Rules! Rules!
I see the protection thing in, like, all kinds of situations. Like, he steals a soother from a baby, and he's like, look, you weren't watching your kid!
Or, like, you should practice self-soothing! He's just the judgiest bitch ever.
You know what? I don't like that guy.
Also, he has a receding hairline.
I have nothing to say, then.
I don't like him.
What is the good point of Henry Peter Jyrisch?
Neither one.
I mean, in that story, eventually, Captain America gave him credit and said, you know, you're right, we are...
Fine! But, you robbed us!
But later on, he's a bit of a...
Yeah, he's an asshole with the mutants, right?
Yeah, mutant racist, so...
To me, I see him like, we need a generic villain.
He's not a villain. He's just... Look, I guess he's an antagonist.
If you're
antagonist, not a villain. Yeah. Not like a, you know, story super villain thing. Just like a person that's in our way, that's annoying us, that's trying to pass laws in Congress or whatever.
Nothing like a good administration obstacle.
Right.
That's what makes life exciting, isn't it?
Yes. It's relatable.
And especially comics.
Well, is Henry Peter Gyric... That's how you're supposed to say
it. It really sounds like gyrate. It and is. I wish you would stop saying it.
Is he hot or not?
No.
I mean... No.
Let's move on.
I don't think we've ever had such a like a resounding like
and gun. No explanation. Just now, you're the boringest person that ever lived,
and you should feel bad.
Beware of pretty faces that you find. A pretty face can hide an evil mind. Oh, be careful what you say, or you give yourself away. All you won't live to see tomorrow. Secret Asian man, secret Asian man. They've given you a number and taken away your name.
Justin Hammer, Hammer from Justin. Much older in the comics than in the Iron Man 2 movie, where he's played by Sam Rockwell. Justin Hammer is an industrialist and businessman with his finger in some criminal pies out to conquer the business world and use any advantage he can. He's basically a real-world supervillain. When Stark Industries stopped making weapons, he filled the vacuum. At times, he tried to steal or sabotage Stark's tech for the Iron Man armor. After Iron Man exposed his criminal enterprises, Hammer went into hiding but still continued to finance and equip a bunch of supervillains to go up against Stark. In later stories, he was dying of cancer and he tried to destroy Stark before the end, but he ended up frozen in a block of ice orbiting Earth. So, I guess he'll never die.
You know what? Fuck that guy. So great.
Well, that's a series of mishaps that makes you end up being ice-ridden.
And we see him shown here about to interrogate Bethany Cabe, at the time Tony Stark's girlfriend.
Okay, question.
Good God.
In this context, when you say... basically a real-world supervillain.
You know who I mean. The evil 1%?
Yeah.
Oh!
This is like peak evil people that are real.
Yes.
Okay, I thought you just
meant... He's basically a war profiteer.
Yeah, exactly.
And those are real people, and they suck.
I feel like he's MC Hammer's adopted brother that what? Was never
MC Hammer's
school.
Adopted grandfather.
What's a criminal pie?
And it's why would you put your fingers in it? It's a pie that's so damn good. It's a sin.
The expression is putting your finger in mini pies.
It's an expression.
Yeah, I've never heard that before.
Yeah, yeah, it just means that you're like involved in a lot of things.
So. But why would you put fingers in pies? You're ruining this.
Expression because it feels, I don't know, I just had that hot apple pie like.
Yeah, no, okay.
Have you seriously never heard of this expression?
Yeah, sure. Super French.
We're super French. You're super French, I see.
This is like the cat burglar all over.
Yeah, don't mention that. Okay.
I gotta say though, I would wear that jacket.
It's a good jacket.
That's me? Cool.
He smokes.
The whole
well, it's a smoking jacket.
Yeah. The whole style is just so damn cool.
Like I would wear this outfit. Honestly.
I see it and I can't help but think about how his house would smell.
Oh yeah, the smoking. God. Fuck that.
Not smells. Just the smoking. I just feel like he doesn't get out much.
He smells musky.
Like he smells like old books because he has an old library.
And like antique. not dust mites, but the anti-mite dust.
Really? I don't think he would smell bad because I feel like he would be like expensively smelled.
I think like really strong
smells like money.
Oh god, right. Oh,
I think he's rotting from the inside.
Oh my god.
I feel like he looks like what's the name of the guy that owns the Playboy Mansion?
Oh yeah, he does.
Oh my god, yeah,
he absolutely does.
Well, just the clothes. Because well, the, I think the casting, yeah, the casting's like Peter Cushing.
Yeah, but then the suit, yeah.
You see, I see two things. He could be a Clue character.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you just crop like about his hand where he has the cigarette, that could be the picture behind his famous novel.
Yeah.
That reminds me of John Steinbeck. That's like,
Steinbeck has so like a crazy.
He's so badass.
See, I don't see it as being like a portrait for a book, but this massive painting of himself
on the mantle.
Totally. Yeah. And then he stands exactly with the same expression in front of the painting of himself.
Yeah.
And then
just to make a statement.
Looks at you. What do you think?
Oh, and there's a cat. There's a cat that you only see the eyes.
No, I see him with a hairless cat.
Oh, he would.
But you can still only see his eyes.
I see it more of a cat, like I think the claw in Inspector Gadget, like big, fluffy.
I think he'd have a dog. I don't know why.
What kind of a dog?
Oh, but it would hunt. It would be a hunter.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. It would be like a hound.
Let's go fox hunting, dear. Yes.
He's like he's very bougie.
Yeah. Where is he from? Because he's, like, in my head, he's suddenly very
Surrey, England.
Surrey.
Yeah. Oh, he's incredibly English.
We guessed
it
right.
Right.
And Justin Hammer uses no secret identity.
Although Justin Hammer sounds like an American name.
It does, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree that it doesn't sound like...
And he's... Like, when it's Sam Rockwell, he's American. Like, they didn't go with that. Although most of the plot elements are the same. But he doesn't look like that at all.
Oh, no.
He's just a dude in a suit.
He's a citizen of Monaco, so he doesn't have to pay taxes.
Oh.
What
kind of
asshole.
Epitome of that kind of man.
What's with the girl in the bra?
That's Tony Stark's girlfriend.
So that checks out.
That's how Bethany Cabe used to dress. It was the 80s.
So yeah, you didn't wear tops?
You wore a bralette.
Well, she has like an open shirt.
To be fair, it's like a bralette and a jacket.
You know what it looks like, though? In the first Iron Man, when he sleeps with that reporter, she gets up and she puts on Tony's shirt because her clothes are gone. So it looks like maybe she's been kidnapped after having sex with Tony. So she only has her underwear and a Tony Stark shirt.
I mean, that's
and
awesome.
He was like, it was all part of freaking Henry Peter Gyric plan to say, see Stark, did you think about Justin Hammer? No, you didn't. I would have told you.
Lock the door.
I feel like if anything, Jarvis. Like if the movies have proven anything, is that like Tony Stark's home is the least safe place to be.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
That house has been destroyed in almost every film. Like, don't live there.
Destroyed. Got in.
At least one Tony Stark building has been destroyed at every turn.
And Henry's standing there going...
If we were still profiting off war, this might be a problem.
I think he used to get women because he had money. Now he's gross, and he thinks he still gets women because he's suave, but...
I still think he gets women because he is suave.
I don't think he's suave.
No. I think he is.
I think he thinks he is.
I think he thinks he is.
And he's probably manipulative, like, that I would assume.
Oh, yeah. Correct. Well, he's probably used to people doing what he wants them to do.
Yeah. Well, rich people, right?
And
yeah.
Like, eliminates you. Like, he's crushing a bug.
First of all, he's smoking a cigarette that's on a stick.
Yeah.
Isn't that a girl thing?
I don't know.
I have seen more women do it, but I have seen some men.
Because it's about the fingers, right?
Yeah, so that your fingers don't stink.
But he's precious.
Why is he not smoking a cigar?
Or a pipe. That's actually right.
Yeah, that is surprising. You would think it would be a cigar.
Yeah, it's more like a symbolism of capitalism and stuff.
And dicks.
Capitalism and dicks.
I was thinking more of a pipe.
A pipe would work.
No, pipe is too friendly.
Pipe is like a scientist.
Or your uncle.
Pipe would be Peter Cushing explaining how to kill a vampire. The cigarette holder is maybe more evil. Is Justin Hammer hot or not?
No.
Although I would wear that outfit.
And I must say that I enjoyed the movie version because it was funny to see him fail over and over again.
Yeah, and I love me a Sam Rockwell.
Yeah, obviously.
I feel like his house is too hot, though.
Oh, okay.
Hot. Like, I'd always be warm in his house.
Yeah. I feel like there's probably too much stuff in it.
Also.
Like, a lot of, like,
hunting
furniture. Like, too
like
much
ivory
furniture.
Tusks.
Oh.
I mean, tusks.
Oh, he definitely has, like, a room with just heads in it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Interrogation chairs.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
That's okay.
Can I just say that it's the second character that's just, like, a human?
Mm-hmm. You can say that, because it's true.
They have regular shoes. Mm-hmm. And it's so weird.
And regular hair.
Like, my
these are nice shoes.
The like textiles that fall on your body in a normal way.
Yeah, like real stuff going on here.
And I think what makes me sad is knowing that it's not really blue, though.
Yeah.
Like, I wish it was.
I had the same opinion there, yeah.
It's like, I wish his shoes were blue.
I wish his pocket thing was blue.
Yeah, I wish that was whole blue, but it's definitely so not.
You see, I still saw the jacket as blue, but the shoes are automatically sized black. But
do you think that's velvet?
Yes!
Oh, it's definitely velvet.
Oh, yeah.
I love that your reaction is yes, and my reaction is ugh.
Well, the reflection on the blue-black stuff is maybe satin or silk. Yeah.
Because
you can tell there's a sheen to it.
I like he has a little thing in his pocket, too.
Yeah.
I feel like he would be super condescending.
Also, you can't change him, José.
I don't want to.
She wants money.
He's unchangeable anyway in that block of ice.
I feel like he...
I just get to live in his house.
I just remembered about the ice.
Yes, right.
I feel like he dates young girls and then calls them stupid bitches.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah. Mm.
How did he end up in the sky with being ice?
What the hell happened there?
Comics.
He's an asshole. I don't care.
What's the most reclusive thing a billionaire can do?
Freeze to death?
Live in space.
No, he's not dead.
Oh, it was... He did that himself? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, but he has to be in space at some point, right?
No, I thought it was...
You don't end up in a block of ice in space if you weren't already in space.
He was already in space and someone threw him out the window.
He was looking for a cancer cure or something. Wasn't he looking to help his cancer? Was he like...
In space?
I see.
I thought someone would have just brought him to space. Just like, we're going to space!
That is how I imagined it.
Well, I imagine, yes, that he didn't pilot himself.
No, but I mean, like, Iron Man grabs him and, like, we're going to space! And we're going to space!
And then what's his name? Henry Peter's like, you should always plan your route.
And in my mind, they froze him on Earth, put him in a rocket, shot him in space, and then let him outside and was like, see ya! And he got back to Earth. And Henry's like, that was very methodical and I appreciated it.
I'm saying you like that guy.
Thank you for filling out the form that allowed you to do it.
I beg your pardon. I thought you knew what you were talking about.
Havoc. Alex Summers, Havoc, is Cyclops' younger brother who would also eventually join the X-Men. In the movies, he's the older brother and part of the first class in the 60s. And he's played by Lucas Till. Cyclops only shows up years later. He's very much a reluctant superhero, mostly because his powers are dangerous and tied to his emotional state, which cause him to worry about hurting people without meaning to. Basically, he generates a plasma blast by first absorbing cosmic energy. As he charges up, his black suit becomes more and more white until he can't hold it anymore. But like I said, there's an emotional component. As he fills up with energy, he becomes more and more enraged and out of control. Ooh. He's pictured firing plasma blasts at one point to counter Cyclops' optic glass. It's a symbolic cover image, but they're actually immune to one another's power because they're brothers. At another, we see him destroy a Sentinel. We see him charging up, and also without the costume, alongside Polaris, another X-Man, who is his girlfriend, to whom he is devoted. Though he has a love-hate relationship with the X-Men, he shares his brother's leadership skills and is a good tactician.
So boring.
I was gonna say, that sounds boring!
Is he an avid biker?
Yeah, that's definitely a bike helmet. I agree.
Can he blast before he's fully charged? Or does he have to, like, get mad, hang out in a corner until he's fully charged, and then he's like, attack!
He's always absorbing cosmic energy because cosmic radiation hits us all the time.
Yes, but he'd have to hide until it's full so he can, like, strike.
He doesn't have to wait for it to be full.
Okay, it's just a...
If it's full...
It's stronger?
He has to discharge it.
Does he periodically discharge to make sure that he doesn't explode? Yes.
I believe it's the word discharge.
No, as soon as Mike said it, I was like, I don't like this.
Yeah,
because automatically I went somewhere dirty.
Oh, yeah,
at least it's black
balls
and not blue.
But that circle on his chest is basically the indicator that the powers are working, charging.
Does everyone
charging
see that?
Yes.
That's inconvenient. Wait,
I do actually kind of like that.
Yeah, me too. I think it looks cool.
Like, I like that he's... because usually, for the most part anyway, like, the suit doesn't really have that much to do with the powers. Like, it's just kind of an extension of their wardrobe, whatever, but this is, like, directly linked to his powers, and I think that's kind of cool. Like, there's actual changes to the outfit based on what's happening.
I like the thought, but in my mind, it's like, villains would know he's not fully charged, or, like, they'll know he's weaker right now, so let's attack this bitch.
Oh, man, that's actually a really weird loophole.
Yeah. That's why he was hiding in the corner in my story.
Shining bright white.
No, he's empty.
Not yet, that's the thing.
It's after he discharged that he's like, oh, God, I need to rest.
Oh, no! Oh, no! I kind of get...
And there's something to say about the fact that he's discharging white stuff.
No, it's so wrong.
Yeah, that's gross. Mike can maybe, like, confirm this. I don't know. But, like, this feels like a one-time thing in a fight. Like,
No.
Is it, like, multiple, like...
He parcels it out, or you just, like...
Yeah, so he can multiply...
Yes, he can do it many times. In the one instance.
But, like, he needs to take a break in between, right?
Does this power...
Like, he's not...
Yes, no. He doesn't have to blow his whole wad at the same time. Is that what you want me to say?
Yes! That is what we want!
Does this power translate to other things?
You're gonna have to ask Polaris.
Because, I don't know.
Is his his penis starts, like, slowly glowing?
Glow in the dark. Yeah, because, I mean, it applies to his suit, but what about when he's not wearing the suit? He's still absorbing the energy, isn't he?
Yeah.
But we can't, like, there's no indication here.
No, it's the suit has that
feature to help supervillains hurt him.
To help him understand the power.
Well, it must be like...
Oh, yeah, okay, that makes sense, though.
Cyclops has that thing, right? Where
right.
We have the trouble visor. Controlling...
He can't
thing, so
control
he,
it, yeah.
He has the same problem.
They both have control issues.
They both
issues.
Have control issues, yeah.
And it's just like, this makes him angry.
One in ten.
Yeah, so as soon as he, like, reaches, he gets, like, not rational anymore.
I mean, it's like any one of us who hasn't eaten in a while. I mean, especially things in your, you know...
It's kind of like
your body makes you angry.
Yeah.
So, it's the same.
Maybe, like, mini Hulk.
Oh, man.
I'm very glad that those rings aren't, like, actual physical rings that stick out of his suit.
Yeah.
Bullseye. I was really afraid
that
that was...
I thought that was the case at first.
Yeah, me too.
I was like, that's an easy bullseye.
Just shoot me right here.
Right in the chest.
Mm-hmm. That's where my heart is.
I like that he's devoted to his girlfriend. I feel like we don't see that a lot.
Is he, like, good devoted or, like, annoyingly devoted?
I think good devoted.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
I mean...
Her hair's green. Is this legit?
Hilarious. Her hair is green.
Yes!
We will see her under P.
In 20 years.
Under penis!
Yes!
But her hair is green, yes.
Oh, excellent.
His hair is green. Is she supportive about the fact that he needs to discharge often?
They've been together for a long time. I mean,
if you're in a long-term relationship, like, it's just something you get used to, I suppose. It's just like,
charging your boyfriend?
Is this
out of experience?
No, but, like, actually, you know, I feel like any human is kind of like this. Like, just people. Like, you know, sometimes you just gotta let off steam. I think it's kind of how this would be.
Plasma.
In real life. Like, that's kind of how I imagine it. Like, obviously when it's a fight situation, it's different. But, like, in real life, I kind of imagine it just as, like, a... And then he feels better.
Like, my research says this, but I don't remember it being a big issue in the comics that I read with Havoc.
No, but we're making it a big issue.
Mm-hmm. We need to know!
So he always absorbs at the same rate. Does his mood change... How quickly he absorbs it, or he's just like...
Like I said, I never really noticed that this was happening, but research indicates that it is happening. So I think maybe some writers used it, some writers didn't.
Okay.
Does it affect if he's inside or outside?
Inside of what?
No.
A building.
No, because cosmic rays go through matter.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
Every single matter? Is there not an anti-cosmic ray matter?
There probably is, but, you know, most houses... right now, we're being hit by cosmic energy right
now.
We
are?
Yep.
Oh,
I guess we're all discharging later.
If we're lucky.
If you get along with his brother.
Can I mention the position he's in? Because I know he's aiming at
his eyes to cancel the blast, but
it looks like very uncomfortable. And
he doesn't like Cyclops.
I think he doesn't.
He has a love-hate relationship.
Love-hate relationship with the X-Men. Mm-hmm. Cyclops is the brother that is completely devoted to the X-Men. Havok is the brother that, if he had his choice, wouldn't be in the X-Men.
Can he leave?
He just doesn't want to be part of this at all.
Yeah, so he's been in it, he's left, he's come back.
I like him.
Apparently it takes him 16.5 hours to charge.
16. Whoa.
But he can work. He can discharge any time.
Yeah. But
fully charged.
Reset the clock.
Fully charged.
Yeah. That's much longer than I thought. I was expecting like 10 minutes.
But gosh. Then he would be discharging all the fucking time.
Oh, that's why I was so concerned.
But he doesn't blow all his wad at the same time. No. So it's okay.
He can discharge just a little.
Is Havok hot or not?
He's okay.
He's okay.
I like him.
I think we would bond over a mutual distaste of his brother.
Me too.
But I just am, though. I feel like it would be a bit... It might be a bit difficult to be in a relationship with him if he wasn't, like, discharging enough. Just because, like, it boosts his anger. Like, in all honesty, like, you might be with him, like, really pissed off, like, fairly often, and that would suck. So, like, if that's the case, then I wouldn't enjoy that. But otherwise...
And it wouldn't be linked to anything? Like, it wouldn't be, like, warranted rage?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, like, that would be frustrating, but otherwise, I like him.
That's when you encourage him to do a sport that's, like, weird and aggressive.
I build like a shooting range.
Or, yeah, like, just get the energy out.
Boxing is great. You get every anger out.
Maybe we should, like, do that clay pigeon thing, but he has to shoot it with his thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are cool. Fun.
Yeah, well, they are.
He shoots out of his arms, right?
Pew, pew.
I was like, this.
Yeah. Not out of his chest or anything.
You think he would, though, because it's sort of like the buildup is in his chest.
Yeah.
No, but the buildup is everywhere. This is just a gauge.
It's like a Care Bear, but it's...
Excellent.
Hashtag Havok is a Care Bear.
He is the Care Bear of rage.
No.
I thought that was Grumpy Bear.
I mean, I don't think they would say he's as rage. That might be a bit hardcore.
I'm rage.
Cry Havok! And let's slip the dogs of war.
No. So many diagrams.
So you know how, you know that Avenger that forgot to shut the door?
Oh, boy.
No! Of course.
Hawkeye.
He can never catch a break.
Clint Barton is rather a different character in the comics than he is as played by Jeremy Renner in the Avengers movies. He ran away from an orphanage when he was 14, joined a traveling carnival, where he became the pupil of a couple of criminally bent tutors who were secretly supervillains. He had a natural affinity for the bow, so they made him practice every day for 4 years, 8 hours a day, until he became the best archer on the planet. Inspired initially by Iron Man, Clint made a costume for himself, but he kept accidentally getting into situations where he was mistaken for the villain. Like that time he tried to help Black Widow because he thought she was the good guy, but she wasn't.
So Budapest.
Captain America saved him from himself by asking him to join the Avengers. And from then on, Hawkeye used Cap as a role model. Mm. And he tried to do everything he could to be worthy of the second chance Cap gave him. He did his best, even without powers, using trick arrows and his natural athleticism to become one of the steadiest Avengers. He was eventually rewarded with his own team, the West Coast Avengers, which he chose himself and which included his then-wife, Mockingbird. Hawkeye is kind of a lovable loser. He's often the underdog, but uses humor to give himself confidence. He was 80% deafened at some point and wears hearing aids still. He's had many relationships with Mockingbird, Spider-Woman, Black Widow, for example, and they've all crashed and burned. And yet, all those women have remained good friends. When he got his own series not long ago, he chose to live in a lousy apartment in a slum after liberating the building from the Russian mob just to make sure they didn't come back. He lives there alone with a stray mutt called Lucky.
Aww.
He's pictured using bow and arrow, of course, some trick arrows like the cable arrow and the smoke arrow, his face without the mask, and him riding his sky cycle, plus diagrams of the bows, quiver, arrows, and sky cycle.
Can I marry him?
It's not going to work out, apparently.
But you'll be friends after.
Yeah.
I guess that's the best I can have.
Those diagrams are
dildos. Unfortunately phallic.
Yeah, that tear gas arrow.
Which is all. Oh, wow. They're all very
Well, dildo. Smoke bomb and tear gas is like...
Man, the Ebola arrow.
Oh, that...
There's some tampon applicators in there.
I mean, that's very anal-beady.
Yeah,
that's the net arrow as well.
Oh, dear God, eh?
Like the net arrow. That's just a penis.
I'm more of an acid arrow kind of girl. I don't know about you guys. No, but arrow. Like, they all...
That is also a penis.
They all look like odd sex toys that I have seen before. Like, stop looking in my closet.
It's like all penises in a light bulb.
It looks like a butt to me. That could be a butt plug somehow.
Or a ball sack.
Oh, yes.
Like, again, this is just sex toys all over.
And this one looks like a shower head.
Yeah, it does. The suction tip.
It's just, it's so unfortunate.
Yeah.
And the color, like, couldn't they have been another color?
Yeah, also.
Why are they so flashy?
Like blue.
Yeah, the arrows are orange.
Yeah,
almost that doesn't skin seem practical.
Color. Yeah, no, it's very
I like the design of the bag. I didn't realize like there would be like
the quiver. You mean
like the holes in the bottom that keep all the
golf.
Yeah, it's more like a golf bag. I'm into it. It's cool.
Seems practical.
How does he know which one to pick? Like, do they have different tips?
No, the tips are in the, as you can see, the close up of the modules on the tunic straps. So his tunic has like capsules that have the different heads.
And he can switch them out. Picks an arrow and puts a head on it. That's a very practical sex toy.
But I still prefer how it works in the Avengers, where he has like a thing on his bow that he selects and then
kind of like those pens that have different colors.
Yes.
Mm. Oh yeah.
You know what? Some of the characters we see are like really important characters and have one page.
Mm-hmm.
But this one,
Hawkeye's a very important character.
Has the close up of the modules of the tunic straps.
Important.
I think it's like the Guardsman armor. The original edition of Marvel Universe, the not deluxe one, had an issue that was just diagrams.
How exciting.
So when they did this version, anyone that had diagrams got extra pages of diagrams because they already had those drawings lined up.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. So that's what happened
here. This really only has a page and a half of just him, then it's all diagrams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like the bows. It's a good variety.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like the different styles. Is it, in the movies, does he use more like the third one?
The compound?
Yeah, I think so. It's more realistic.
The fact that he's like a lovable loser and uses humor to hide his faults, I feel that so hard.
Yeah,
dude!
Every person we know.
Yeah. Give me a bow and arrow and I am that.
We're all Hawkeyes. Yeah. We should all cosplay as Hawkeye.
I must say that I love the classic outfit, like this one.
The blue and purple?
Yeah, it's nice compared to what they gave him in the movies, where it's more like a...
Kind of generic.
It's very, very generic. But how is this supposed to be Iron Man?
No, he's just inspired that Iron Man was a hero to become a hero.
Okay, it sounded like his costume was inspired by seeing Iron Man. It was like,
I'm fine.
I know you need hearing aids, but maybe you need glasses too.
He didn't yet.
I find it's very Robin Hood-like.
Yeah, which makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the bow.
I like it a lot.
I hate that there's an H.
Absolutely.
Like, we know who you are.
Apparently they didn't, because they keep thinking he's a supervillain.
I could see that, though. If I saw this dude, I didn't know who he was. I would understand.
It's the purple. Purple is a villain color. Yeah.
I think the H on the forehead should be forgotten. I like that there's a subtle H with the strap on
that's
his
right.
head.
Oh, yeah, that would be enough for me.
That's so for good. Me is that's enough for me to see like aha.
I also like that the texture is where he keeps all his
heads.
Mm-hmm. Little bits.
The little bits.
Arrowheads. And he's also got that thing that the guard, the chainmail sort of looking.
Yeah, it hurts when it doesn't. It's not there. Mm-hmm. It hurts.
I can imagine, but it looks like it's fused to his arm, though. Like it doesn't look
it's
like
a colored.
It does. You know, it's very skin tight.
His hand looks enormous.
Oh my God! Look at this hand.
It's a weird perspective thing. But yeah, if you look at the head, it's like bigger than his foot.
Well, the hand is like towards.
Yeah,
the
it's
image.
A perspective thing, but it does look strange.
The other one is minuscule.
Do you like it better when, like in the inset pictures, where he doesn't show any flesh?
It's I do.
Think I do.
Yeah. This looks like the suit you build, And this is, like, the suit you graduate to when you get your own seamstress.
You improve it.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with, like, showing some armpit, but then hiding the entire neck with the most skin-tight thing I've ever seen.
It's part of the mask.
You don't like the armpit cleavage?
No, I'm not a fan.
I don't think armpit cleavage is a thing. I really hope.
But imagine if he wasn't wearing that hood and part of his chest piece. That would be like a square cut, pretty deep square cut.
A lot of chest.
Question.
Oh dear God, let's go.
In popular culture.
Okay. This sounds like it's a dissertation.
Among comic lovers, is Hawkeye like their best friend that they relate to? Like, are they gonna get mad if we...
He's gonna be mad.
I know, I've already sensed it in you, but is it like, if we don't like Hawkeye, are they like, well, I'm kind of a lovable loser, that means you don't love me.
To be fair, it also means you don't love me.
I don't love myself.
Anyone around the table, for sure.
No, but is there a sense of...
I don't know what the consensus is on Hawkeye.
Okay, not as widely known as, like, who did we... Not Angel, but there was someone we didn't like, and people were like,
oh, you liked him. You liked him, and you were hurt.
You were hurt.
Oh, yeah, when I said something about Lady Cop.
It's probably not that.
No, but you were like, no, you don't say nothing bad about Lady Cop.
But you don't say anything bad about Lady Cop.
Exactly.
Oh, the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
People were really upset we didn't like the Fantastic Four.
Well, really upset. They were,
They were butthurt.
I mean, no one has, like, signed a petition to get us off the air.
Gosh. I've received letters.
The PO box is full.
Can I just say that the Sky Cycle is, I'm not a fan.
First of all, Sky Cycle sounds like a popsicle.
There's no cycling going on.
It sounds very scooter. It sounds like something that Disneyland would create, and like it would transport you from like one part of the park to the other.
Okay, sure.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, you're in a Tomorrowland.
Yeah. It's like a flying jet ski.
I don't like it.
There's no cycling.
I went for exercise. Like, you have Soul Cycle, Sky Cycle. Like, but it's an experience to, like...
This dude really needs the extra working out. I think he's doing okay.
Yeah, but, like, in my mind, Sky Cycle, I was like, oh, that's a brand of, like, cycling that people do.
It's just a bike.
Yeah, basically, my opinion on it
is
it's
a flying bike.
I would, like, I love to fly. Like, get me on a fucking plane anytime. But this... I would not want to fly on this.
You know what it looks like? It looks like you're sitting on a cooler and flying.
Exactly. It looks ridiculous.
It's like a snowmobile.
And then you'll have all the issues. I mean,
no, there's nothing cooler than a snowmobile.
Snowmobile are fun, to be fair, but...
Can I just say the inside of that thing doesn't look scientific enough?
No, it looks like an intestine.
It doesn't look like an actual
I saw intestine.
Most of these are like super hyper technical, like you just like get really minute details about the technical prowess of it. This looks like a vacuum.
Primary onboard system monitor, housekeepers, computers. I feel like this is too much words just to say computer.
Yeah. I would
vertical thrust.
I don't know that he looks cool in it on it.
No, it doesn't.
It seems like something that would be in Star Wars to me.
Look at him. Yeah, he's like pod racing. Yeah. He's pod racing.
You know, jokes about it, and everyone thinks he's lovable and cool.
Yeah, right?
And then he's like, I'm gonna get on this cooler and fly over there, and I'm like, oh, Hawkeye,
you're so cool. You're so bad our marriage didn't work out.
Classic Hawkeye.
Lock the door.
One thing I appreciate a lot about Hawkeye, and it's the case for like the movie version as well, is that he actually just like put the effort in and like developed the skill.
Because
I feel like most of the time it's like, oh, something happened and then now you have these powers or you're born with these powers or whatever. This dude just like practiced for years.
It's not like he was driven, he was forced to.
I think he was encouraged. He was encouraged.
You said forced.
Well, they made him.
They gave him cake.
You don't have a parent who made you practice piano or something?
Yeah, that's why I had to stop piano. I wasn't practicing.
Well, there you go. If you were Hawkeye, you'd be a fucking grandmaster pianist by now.
I like that it was all his own skill, like being badass and And he's still in the Avengers.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not like he's in like he's the Loserville.
Like he's league. In the same team with Thor.
Yeah. Like he's in the same like league. That
I think is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was this one story, I think I've mentioned it before. One of my very early Avengers issues where the Collector, remember him?
Yeah.
Tried to collect every Avenger.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's the one who saves the day.
Yeah, because the Collector has everyone. You know, he's got the
but
he's
Hawkeye.
Got Thor and Iron Man on the wall. He's got like 30 Avengers. And Hawkeye's the last one because, I'll pick that one up whenever.
No.
So he's fighting alone against all of the Collector's traps and he succeeds.
I'm proud of him.
See,
you go, I like
Hawkeye.
Him. I honestly really do
Me
like
too.
Him.
Me too.
And I must say that Jeremy Renner is freaking hot.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Personally, whenever I hear Hawkeye, I hear hot guy.
Yeah.
It's and impossible it for me to not understand hot guy. So, I mean, I think that's a sign.
He has a really good butt.
Oh, yeah.
Does he?
You can see in the first picture that the butt is, like, pretty good from the side, but then in the second page...
There's a full butt.
Yeah, because you can see, like, the...
Oh, there's a butt there.
You're practicing that stance. I mean, there's tension in those...
Oh, it's... And glutes. It's all because of the sky cycle, really.
Is it, though?
That's why he rides it, so everyone sees his butt.
That's a good butt
over there.
I ain't complaining.
Let's make it official. Is Hawkeye hot or not?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's like hot.
I love him.
Mm-hmm.
What a hot guy.
Hot guy, Hawkeye, hot guy, yeah. The only thing that is sad to me is if we go out at some point, I'll have to tell him, maybe we should just be friends. And that'll be sad.
Well, you can pet his dog.
Yeah!
His dog! Lucky!
Yes, Lucky!
What he has a dog! I forgot about that!
What type of dog is it?
Well, a big one.
Where is that? Right! Like,
is it a mutt?
It's a mutt. It's like
some other. Does his dog come with him on adventures?
Yeah.
I want
it happens.
Like in my mind.
I think the dog is mostly a free agent. There's one issue of Hawkeye where it's just the story of the dog.
And he hears people talk
in sort of pictograms. Like, he understands the word lucky or sick.
That's so cute.
Yeah, no, it's a really good series.
Oh, that's so fabulous.
I think I like him and my father would approve.
Yeah, dog likes pizza. That's all everybody remembers.
You know what? I was eating pizza today and Lily was looking at me like, you're gonna give me that pizza? I believe it.
Relatable.
Where's the dog?
Why isn't it there? Show us a picture of the dog.
Come on.
That's not fair.
7,000 arrows and no dog.
I'm disappointed.
Dog over penis arrows, please.
Dog over penis arrows.
Okay, there's Joseph found it. Joseph found it.
Okay, that's kind of what I imagined. It's like,
He has a pizza.
Oh, he's so cute.
Love it.
Oh,
you know what? It's worth dating him just for that. But also because he's a hot guy and a nice guy.
You shouldn't use a guy for his dog or his penis arrows.
I am strong disagree over there.
When you're on a team with the Hulk and Thor, and we're all up there on the movie screen, well, people believe that I'm not quite as tough. Will anyone even notice me? Listen, I've got powers too, and they're pretty sweet. I promise I can do so much more than just archery. I'm serious, guys. I've got a collection of scars and berets. I play trombone in a ska band. I once got to second base on my Tinder date, and my cat has got its own Instagram. I tell you now, I kick ass at Mario Kart. This year I played an extra in Paul Blart. And I can open a pickle jar. Friggin' Hawkeye. Maybe I'm as super as they are. So maybe I still haven't lost my virginity. But when I bowl, I always score at least 70. After six beers, yes, I know about Captain America's strength, and the Hulk becomes a towering man. But I got seventh place in my fantasy league, and I once but dialed shot Claude Van Damme. I tell you now, when I go to Chipotle, I get free guac. I flirt with the cashier, she says that I rock. I own water-resistant socks. Frickin' Hawkeye. Maybe I'm as super as they are. Maybe I'm as super as they are. Maybe I'm as super as they are.
Hawkeye, everyone!
Art credits, Gyrish by Jack Abel, Justin Hammer by Dwayne Turner, Havoc by Dave Gibbons, Hawkeye by Mark Gruenwald, Hawkeye's Sky Cycle by Elliot R. Brown.
Hey there, my name's Nathaniel, and I'm here to tell you about an exciting new podcast.
What are you doing?
Oh, hey Liz, I'm just recording the podcast promo.
You're recording the promo for the Punch Like a Girl podcast?
Yeah.
You.
Yeah, I'm one of the hosts. I have more podcast experience. What?
You're going to sit there and mansplain to people about a podcast focusing on graphic novels and trade collections with female protagonists?
Oh.
Yeah.
Can I at least tell them how it's available on iTunes and Stitcher and at punchlikeagirlpod.wordpress.com?
No.
Shoot. All right, well, hang on. I'll delete this. We'll try again.
That's not delete. That's the button for publish.
The time is out of joint.
The time is out of joint.
The time is out of joint.
The year is 1994, or 1944, or maybe 2994? Time is under threat, and history is falling apart. Who will survive this crisis, and how will history be changed for those that do? Zero Hour Strikes takes you back to that DC Comics crossover and covers the entire story, issue by issue, tie-in by tie-in, as the DC Universe goes down to zero. Join Bass and Siskoid at fireandwaterpodcast.com or on iTunes, Zero Hour Strikes, a proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. Remember Legion.
Female bag. Woo! So we're looking at episode 45, Grey Gargoyle, Guardians of the Galaxy, Guardsmen, and Gypsy Moth. Some of you left messages for us on fireandwaterpodcast.com.
We did? No, we're not. We've done this 45 times and I don't remember how it works.
46 now.
Some of them left up phone messages. Dishonor.
Someone sent courier pigeons.
We got
a couple episodes ago.
Freaked out the shit out of Josie.
And we opened the paper and was just, I disagree with you.
And over the river, I saw some smoke signals the other day.
Oh.
Pretty cool.
So we should first say hi to Keith Mason. He's new to the show.
Yay! Welcome!
Hello, he says, Keith. I love this podcast. The cast is fun, funny, and charming, and their alternative takes on the characters borders on interesting and hilarious.
Wait,
borders.
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 interesting. They're almost interesting almost. And almost hilarious.
Maybe they're on the other side of the border. They're within the...
They're almost not interesting.
they like teeter the line between interesting and hilarious.
Keith, you gotta watch your language.
Welcome.
I'm gonna add that on my profile. Borders uninteresting.
And hilarious.
And hilarious.
That's a Tinder profile. The other
alternative take.
That's full of alternative takes.
I mean, that's true.
That's my new Tinder profile.
And he says, now that I've caught up, it's going to be a long wait between episodes.
Oh, you shouldn't have been watched.
Yes.
Binged listened.
Let's look at Grey Gargoyle.
No.
Ange says, I have to say, I was a little surprised that it took so long for the Grey Gargoyles, he touches himself and becomes rock hard, to go to penis talk. I'm also shocked that the first take on it would be a rough, gritty tool, not polished stone. I guess I took that comment for granted.
Good job, Ange.
Vera Wild gags first. Gags. Oh dear God, no. Even before the dealing with the whole stone thing, just know there's something so half-assed and lame about a cape that only goes down to the ass.
Yes.
Lando was the only person alive to ever pull that off. Otherwise, when it comes to capes, it's go big or go home. Oh my God, it's actually worse now that I'm looking at it again, because unless I'm misreading this, he doesn't have a shirt. He's got straps to hold on to the cape.
Oh my God!
With a stupid Dracula collar built in. Oh, yeah. But he's bare-chested.
That is bold. That is the absolute worst.
That's even worse.
And then the mustache.
Oh dear.
Bleh. No.
It's like a kid at a pool running around with a towel around his
And like little
floaters. Yes.
Oh, fuck.
Bradley Nell says, I cannot remember a discussion about him where eventually Rockhard didn't lead to penis talk. Martin Gray thinks Grey Gargoyle looks far too grumpy to be hot. Mike Danis says, I'm not sure I learned a lot about Grey Gargoyle, but I learned a ton about socks.
Yeah. Grumpy and hot are mutually exclusive?
Sorry.
Shit. Gotta rethink my entire persona. Thanks a lot.
Well, that explains things. Eric says, one general compliment I just wanted to make. I love the choices of musical numbers for each character. Not only are...
Congrats, Mike.
Editing
Mike is great.
Not only are they always entertaining and appropriate, they've also given me a bit of inspiration sometimes. I keep a sketchbook that I take to conventions and have artists draw musical sketches, drawings captioned with song lyrics or titles that suit the characters. Ooh. And these episodes have given me a few ideas. At the next convention I go to, I'm hoping to have Ron Wilson draw Help I'm a Rock, albeit with the Thing, rather than the Grey Gargoyle.
Hmm.
Eric showcases these sketches on a website. You can check out the link in the comments for episode 45 on FireAndWaterPodcast.com. They're pretty cool.
Yeah, I love it. Some of them got most of them. Well, not most. The ones I got were funny.
Yeah,
good job, Editing Mike. Good job.
Yes, only Editing Mike would use...
Yeah, because current Mike,
current Mike doesn't live in 1965.
Does he, though?
Yeah, he kind of does sometimes. And finally, Ryan Daly says, I love Grey Gargoyle. He's always been one of my favorite villains, but I'm starting to think I might judge these characters based on different criteria than the girls do.
Sorry.
Don't change your criteria. We're right. You're wrong.
Fuck you.
From a guy who had a podcast about superheroes and fishnets.
Oh, well,
I'm not sure it's all that different.
Fair enough.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Let's start with Vera this time. Nikki's the true highlight easily. She's got that cute pixie thing going on with the fire hair that won't actually burn me. What's not to love? But on Starhawk, seriously, what is it with the two genders merged into one body thing?
Oh,
Dr.
No.
Fate, Cloud, that weird Electro Bullseye combo from the Daredevil Noir thing. Now this, seriously, comics, you've got some issues to work out. I wish I could get on board because it's kind of a gender fluid thing in a roundabout way, but please, comics, just stop with this bullcrap. Wait! Okay, I did a little extra legwork to see if I could look at the female half, called Alita, on her own, a bit heavy on the deep Vs, but otherwise a hot when taken on her own, and came across the fact that she and her stepbrother had kids. I don't care that they're related by adoption rather than blood. Fucking stop with the not quite incest shit. Oh my fucking God. And she fell in love with him during a period when he basically forcibly held control of the body and kept her in limbo. So she's got Stockholm Syndrome from her fucking brother, and now I need a shower.
You don't fuck your family.
What is this? What is this
is quite a hard sentence.
But I like that everyone on the table were kind of leaning in, and then we're like, push back, like, no!
Oh, we're all, the disgusting exploded.
Yes.
Bradley Null says, I love both Yondus. My favorite part of both comics and the MCU teams. They are not even the same guy a little. Tim Price says there's been a few articles and memes on the internet making fun of the original team, the Guardians, in light of the movie team. So, color me pleased, you gave them a hot. Glad I don't try to predict the gang's reaction. Our new follower, Keith Mason, says one of my favorite comics teams of all time. I did a blog covering every appearance they had and got a tattoo done of one of the team, Vance Astro.
Oh,
wow.
Vance.
Send a picture.
Vance.
Which one? What?
Vance Astro.
Oh, this one.
At the time, Vance Astro had found the Shield of Captain America, so that's the actual tattoo has the Shield of Captain America as well.
Wait, did you send a picture?
No.
Oh.
Send it.
Told me. Told me when I asked.
Are you guys best friends now?
No, I just asked the question.
Do you make other friends?
Send the picture.
Are you gonna replace us?
Well, if Keith is so cool.
I have superhero statues too.
You don't need two friends with like Cap? Huh? Is that it? Trying to get rid of me?
And this is why it's taken so long for 0 Hour Strikes to come out. Okay. In my head, I see the movie Yondu as an ancestor of the comics one, the comics Centauri, growing mohawks to match the Metal Fin movie Yondu had.
Oh, that's nice.
Because after all, it's like 1,000 years in the future. Yeah. Swinebread is also a Guardians fan.
His name is Swinebread?
Well, it's probably not on his birth certificate. I have literally been waiting months for this show. I have been looking ahead in my copies of Ohatmu and wondering just how you might react. I'm relieved that the gang really liked the Guardians of the Galaxy. They are one of my all-time favorites, both old and new. The positive comments about Armadillo gave hope, but one never knows.
No, that's something we proved plenty of times.
And
don't look ahead. Spoilers.
Yeah, and I talked to him. I talked to him then because...
Oh, you're talking to someone else also.
Yes, gosh. How do you do all this talking to people? Like, what is this?
On firewaterpodcast.com. Engage the audience, guys.
Buy our merch.
I still don't have our own merch.
Anyway, I understand what he meant because we were soon to discuss my favorite ever Marvel character.
Did we pass it?
It was Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Aww, that's why you looked upset.
I wasn't upset. I think he got a good report. Okay.
Yeah.
He got a good report card.
But we started with the arrows and you looked a bit uneasy.
One never knows. Let's look at Guardsmen.
Let's not say we did.
Well, a few comments here. Eric says, after the Guardsman armor was mass-produced for the guards at Project Pegasus and the Vault, Marvel's prison for supervillains, we did see some female guards in the armor. Oh. And, of course, the women's armors had metal boobs.
Metal boobs?
Yep.
Of course they did.
And
still gotta have them boobs.
He tells people to check out the extreme 1995 Avengers spin-off title Avengers Unplugged, number one. If you can bear the 90s-ness of it to see these costumes.
Shall we see it?
Let's keep it for the...
Okay, yeah.
The drinking special. Yeah.
The drinking
special. They did an Avengers Unplugged. Like the MTV Unplugged series.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
And like Henry was standing there, you shouldn't unplug things.
Or
dangerous.
You should always unplug things when you leave the house.
That's right.
To conserve energy.
It's safe.
Yeah, unplug that toaster.
Unplug that fridge. All right. where am I? Okay, Martin Gray says, the guardsman's bikini line is nice, but he needs to lose the bucket head. Tim Price says, so he's Irish, and thus his armor is green.
Oh,
boop.
And Vera probably says it best when she uses the term security android.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gypsy Moth. Chris Franklin thought there was a lot of interesting sex talk in the episode, and he knew the ladies would love Gypsy Moth. Sandy Plunkett's art is always more lyrical than most of the Marvel-style stuff that we see in this book. And if she hates solid objects, then shouldn't her opposite number be the Grey Gargoyle?
Oh.
Ange says, as a kid growing up in a straight-laced household, the idea of joining a hedonist cult led by her seemed like a decent life goal.
Agreed.
Vera says, okay, first impression was really positive, cute and fluttery and well-matched colors and wings. Yay. But as I looked a little closer, I kept finding nitpicks. the way the hair comes out of the back of the mask makes it look wispy and thin. I don't know if I like the headpiece in general, actually. But those wings, I want those wings.
Yeah.
Eric says, looking forward to the lady's reactions to her revamped costume and identity from Thunderbolts. Always wanted to note that her appearance in Thunderbolts had her coming out as bisexual and flirting with Songbird, whom we saw as Screaming Minnie in the Grappler's entry. That's nice. For the special.
Cool.
Bradley Nell says, I've always liked her look. She was part of my awakening, at least partly because of this very page.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
I can see that.
It's a sexy page.
There's almost a nipple.
I'm amazed by the enthusiasm by Gypsy Moss. Look, I like the wings, but that's about it. It's just a lot of very plain color blocks. I look forward to the update conversation. Worst names, super tacky look.
Oh, sadness.
Sad.
I mean, the wings do, like, steal the show.
Yeah, wings are great.
And then there's some comments about the feedback section
from
last time.
Wow, that's meta.
Eric says, regarding Devil Dinosaur not getting an entry, I think that Devil Dinosaur's title was regarded as a standalone series and not part of the canon Marvel Universe until the Fallen Angels miniseries brought him and Moon Boy into the fold, to which I answer, and yet he appeared in two issues of Godzilla, along with the Fantastic Four, and one of Kazar before Ohatmu Deluxe ever came out, so...
Yeah, how dare they...
I'm so happy I know this information.
Not put Devil Dinosaur...
This is completely unknown information.
Devil Dinosaur deserved a place.
Yes!
Absolutely.
Yes.
He sounds dinosaur-y.
He's a dinosaur and he's red.
I don't remember this conversation whatsoever.
Chris Lewis says, for the record, I would totally be up for a podcast of the Hohatmu team discussing board games. And Mike Danis adds, thanks for the board gaming, the board game update. No joke, I would listen to the ladies and gent play games on a podcast. I really like the cooperative games as well. Pandemic is a big favorite in my household. My kids like Takenoko, mostly because of the panda figure.
Yeah.
Due to the nature of the podcast, have any of you played Marvel Legendary or the DC deck building game?
No.
Is it fun?
I gotta keep the girls without the knowledge of the superheroes.
That's a good point, but also, I feel like a podcast of us playing board games would be a lot of screaming.
Per conversations about other things.
we'd have to focus.
Yeah, I like Pandemic VD Edition.
Because, of course,
we would have to bring sex into the podcast if we would do a podcast about board games. So,
so say goodbye.
That's so abrupt. Abrupt ending.
We didn't know how to end this episode, so goodbye.
Well, we don't have a tagline, do we? Actually, no, in the music that comes after this.
Oh.
Be cool.
You can hear I have like a sign off.
Yeah,
what's your sign-off?
Well, you just have to listen to the show.
I have, I just
be
forgot.
Cool.
Be hot, don't be not.
It's a song, yeah.
I always say we love you, though.
Yeah, me too. Say it.
We love you!
Leave us comments wherever you can find the podcast, whether the Fire & Water Network website, the Fire & Water Network Facebook page, or through Twitter. The hashtag is FWPodcasts, plural. We'd love to hear from you about, well, I guess these four characters and concepts, but on the show in general. Until next time, be hot, don't be not.
What?
I'm very sorry I gave you the talking stick.
What are you talking about? You understand that it's not actually a sex thing. We're just making it a sex thing.
No, right? I'm not saying it's a sex thing.
I think you had that on a parallel universe.
No, I wasn't.
That's unfortunate.